up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Can you even believe it's time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour? It is your old-time oldie show. Back with another stack of polka records. We got another 78 of the week we're going to play. We're going to go Scandinavian on that this week. What the heck else is going on? Anything else that happens between now and the end of the show is strictly spontaneous by accident, and I take no responsibility. How's that for a disclaimer, huh? Oh, greetings from northern Minnesota once again, land of Oompa polkas, really, even though we call it the Oompa Hour. It's not all like Oompa style, but what the heck? That's because I'm from here. I told you years ago how I came up with the name of the show, just something as simple as Tim's Oompa Hour, because I'm Tim and they're polkas. But many years ago, in a land far, far away, in another time, in another place, in another planet, I worked at a radio station in North Dakota that at night every evening, I want to say at 8 o'clock, they had Phil's Oompa Hour. And this was a country and western radio station, and they played country and western music 23 hours a day. But for 1 hour, from 8 until 9 o'clock, for decades, they did Phil's Oompa Hour, and Phil had long since passed away. So whatever disc jockey happened to be working that evening shift from at 8 p.m. or whatever, they did Phil's Oompa Hour, and sometimes they had no idea what they were playing. They just knew they had to play the polkas for an hour. And I always said if I ever started my own little polka show, I would just name it Tim's Oompa Hour in honor of Phil's Oompa Hour out in North Dakota many years ago. And so that's why it is. So now you know. Let's get it rolling with Harold Steinbach and his orchestra. If you've got the coffee polka. If you got the coffee, I got anything you need to go with it. That is That is one of my weaknesses, man. I'm so excited at the radio station. We got a my coffee maker conked out. They tried to clean it out, and apparently it dissolved the innards, and coffee went everywhere. So I had to get a new pot, new coffee maker for work. The work supplies a coffee maker, but I make my own special blend of coffee because the doctor told me years ago, you got to switch to decaf or you're going to die from coffee. And, of course, I didn't listen to him. So I switched to a blend. I use one scoop of real coffee and two scoops of decaf. And, of course, nobody else wants to drink that, so I have my own pot. But anyway, and the old pot used to take, this was like a drip coffee maker, typical drip coffee maker. It used to take like 45 minutes to make a pot of coffee in the morning, and it seemed like it took forever. So finally, after the machine gave up, I went to the store with my mission to purchase the cheapest coffee maker I could possibly find. And the cheapest coffee maker I could find was $11. And I bought it, and I took it to the radio station. I plugged it in, and darn it, the thing doesn't make a whole pot of coffee in 11 minutes. I was so excited, I'm telling you. Well, if you've got the coffee, apparently the Polka Nights have the apples, peaches, and pumpkin pie to go with it. There you go. That's some good trumpet tooting in that one there. There's the Polka Nights and the ever-popular Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show coming at you like it does every week, right out of wherever it is you happen to be looking at right now, whether you're listening on an iPhone or an iPad or an Android pad or a smart speaker. A smart speaker. There's a good one. Hey, Google, play Tim Zumpa Hour. I like it. What are the other ones? There's Hey Google, and there's my daughter's got one. Alexa, you yell at Alexa all the time. Yeah, just be sure you don't name your kid Alexa. Man, that's going to be a drag. There's Stanky and his Pennsylvania coal miners, and My Wife Gets Drunk Polka.
She buy vodka, that's my keda. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Yee-ha-ha! gonna do? My wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do? My wife always drunk. Supper, no, on the table. Kada sleep on the table. Oh, what I'm gonna do? My wife gets drunk. Gonna do, my wife gets drunk. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife always drunk. I no more eat hot suppers, only old cold frankfurters. Oh, what I'm gonna do, my wife gets drunk.
Hey, have it, Stanky, at his Pennsylvania coal miners there. My wife gets drunk polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum. And I recommend you visit because you'll be fascinated. That's all you need to know. You'll be fascinated. You will definitely not think it was a waste of your time. They're in Superior, Wisconsin. They're in Belknap Street. You could probably type that into your Google thing or type it into your some kind of gizmo, or you could just go to worldofaccordions.com and snoop around a little bit, because they've got pictures of the displays, you know, the accordions. 1,400 accordions is not something to laugh at. They have the beautiful concert hall, the research material, the accordion technician and repair school. It's an amazing place, and if you're interested in accordions, music, the history of the people, the instruments, whatever, check it out, worldofaccordions.org. All right. Here's one from the Babe Wagner Band. It's the Homemade Polka. There you have it, Babe Wagner Band. That's the homemade polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yes, this silliness happens every week. I know it's mind-boggling, isn't it? I got Don Peachy coming up here in just a second. And, yeah, things are looking good up here in northern Minnesota this week. Ridiculously cold weather. In fact, we actually had one day it got up to like 40 degrees. That's 70 degrees warmer than it was last week. What the heck is going on here anyway, huh? All right, Don Peachy and the orchestra. Here's the no-no polka. Go, Don Peachy in the orchestra, and the no-no polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was, I don't know. I was just tempted to insert. Can I insert a non-old-time song if it's short enough? Well, you know, because it's either just been Valentine's Day, you know, is either here or coming up, or depending when you hear the show, because that's the curse of a syndicated show, is you never know for sure exactly when it's getting broadcast, because, you know, different radio stations, different towns and time zones, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I have a ridiculous love song, if you want to call it that, that I've played on the air every year. And I don't think I've ever played it here. It's not a polka. It's not an old-time record. But it's only like a minute and a half long. Is it okay if I just throw it in here for the sake of romance, that you wouldn't mind? I mean, it's almost a country song, and I think country and old time kind of fits together. I'm just going to try this, and, you know, if you hate it, it's only like a minute and a half, and it'll be over with before you know it, and everything will be fine. This is called I Love You Like a Hog Loves Slop.
Well, running to and fro, trying to earn an honest buck. Wish I had a limousine, instead I've got a truck. Never went to college, haven't got a lot of smart, but I got a feeling it's a jumping in my heart. I ain't got $1 million, I ain't headed for the top, but I love it like a hog loves slop, mama. You know that. Well, I can't find the words to say I love you eloquently, and if you marry me, you just might wind up in a tizzy, and you won't have a butler or a cook in the kitchen, but I'll gladly scratch you if you tell me why you're itching. So if you'll be the bucket, baby, I'll be your mop, cause I love you like a hog loves slop. Well, chomp, chomp, suey, suey, I'm a hog for you, mama. Chomp, chomp, suey, suey, fill the trough and slap it to me. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, if you let me love you, I'll do everything
hog-loose slob. Woo! Here I stand a-oinkin', baby, fill up my trough. You know I loves you like a hog-loose slob, mama. Chomp, chomp, suey, suey. I'm a hog for you, mama. Chomp, suey.
Sarah's a lovely little love song. I had it in my head. I had to play it. But, you know, a minute and a half later, it's all over with and you never have to hear it again. And I feel better now. And it's going to look ridiculous on the playlist. And it was completely not in the format. And that's the way it goes sometimes because this is spontaneous radio. Anything can happen from the time we push go till the time we roll that theme song. Anything can happen. Here's Ray Midas and his orchestra. It's the Stop and Hop Polka. All right, there you go. That is the Stop and Hop Polka. That's Ray Midas and the orchestra. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Remember, if you have a request, a dedication, a question, a comment, or you're just darn perplexed, or you're Commissioner Gordon and you need help and Batman's busy, give us a call here at the Zumpa Hour. You can leave a voice message or you can send a text to area code 218-259-2985. And again, that's 218-259-2985. Might want to try it just to test it because, you know, the phone companies are messing with the rolling out of the 5G and the ending of the 3G and where you got to figure out a different phone to make it work. And I don't know. But anyway, voice or text 218-259-2985. Email always oompahour@aol.com. By far the best, most reliable way to get a message to the Oompa Hour is the email oompahour@aol.com. Yeah, that's it. Or on the Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, if you're that kind of a communicator. All right. Now, this next record, I almost want to suggest that before you try to dance to it, you probably get clearance from your doctor because this is some snappy tunes here. By the way, we have our 78 of the week coming up here in a little bit, too. This one will get you going. Here's the Traveler's Polka from Johnny Menko and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Hey, there you go. Traveler's Polka, Johnny Menko and the orchestra here at Tim's Hoopa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Do you think it's possible to transition from a record that peppy to a waltz? Can we do it, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, yes, I think we can. I think we can. I don't remember even having this record before, and it's so clean and shiny. It looks like a brand new record, and I know it's at least 50 years old, if not 60. I have the St. Bernard Waltz by the Jolly Lumberjacks on a 45 from the FM record company, and this record looks like it just sparkles like new. It was in the original sleeve and everything, still had a price tag on it. So let's have our waltz, dancers. If you're ready, here are the Jolly Lumberjacks. St. Bernard Waltz, Jolly Lumberjacks on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's just keep a rolling. Here's the Frankie Kramer Orchestra and the Pork and Chops Polka. We'll be right back. There you go. Snappy little number, Frankie Kramer's Orchestra, and the Pork and Chops Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Let's, I'll admit it, doing another waltz here, and I know that you won't care. But I don't think we've ever played this one on the show before. That's because the flip side is one of my favorite songs, so I always play the flip side. And this is actually side A, and it's the side I always skip. It's Two Hearts in Three Quarters Time. Here's Marv Herzog.
I have said in drei Viertel Takt die Hart der Mai zusammengebracht. Zwei Herzen in drei Viertel Takt in einer weisen Nacht. Ein Viertel Frühling und ein Viertel Wein. Ein Viertel Liebe verliebt muss man sein. Zwei Herzen in drei Viertel Takt, wer braucht mehr?
It's Wunderbar. There you have Two Hearts at Three-Quarter Time with Marv Herzog on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Hope you're having a great week, and I hope your last week was great and your next week is greater. How's that sound? That sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? Polish Kid is over here on Turntable 2. Will you listen to this? Turntable 2, that's what I said. Will you listen to this? Will you listen to this? I'm going to get our 78 of the week up over here. Oh, sometimes. Anyway, here's the Let Me Call You Sweetheart Polka.
Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Glow me in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. When the sunshine turns to twilight each day, then I know tomorrow brings me joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you. Sunshine turns to twilight in each day. Then I know tomorrow brings new joy my way. You're the one that makes all of my dreams come true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
There you go. Let me call you sweetheart polka. That's the Polish Kid here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. As you know, we've been putting in 178 RPM record every week. Something from the days of shellac, before they were making records out of vinyl. And, you know, we play any kind of old-time music here. We especially like it if you could polka to it or waltz or whatever. And every now and then I do pull out a little Scandinavian 45 and give it a spin. But let's do a Scandinavian style polka on a 78, shall we? This is Viola Turpinen's Scandinavian Ensemble. Are you ready? Here's the Let's Go Polka. Viola Turpinen's Scandinavian Ensemble, the Let's Go Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's have a little Wally record with the Swirsky Orchestra. Yeah, it's not with the Lucky Harmony Boys or anything like that, but the Casey Swirsky Orchestra. So here we go.
Thank you.
There you have it there. That's the jukebox cheer. That's Lil Wally with the Sewer Ski Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show marches on every week right here. Same bat time, same bat channel, as we used to say. Glad you're with us. Take a minute to thank wherever you're hearing this, too. If you're listening to a radio station or you're listening to a web stream or a low-power radio station or an LPFM or whatever the heck, wherever you happen to be tuned in, maybe you downloaded it somewhere, I don't know. But figure out where it came from and send them a little note, send them a little email or a text or a Twitter tweet thing or, you know, send them a box of donuts for Pete's sake. Just tell them you appreciate the music, you know. Odds are if they're playing this one, they might be doing some other polka programming too. So tell them you're digging it because you'd be surprised that broadcasting people don't get an awful lot of feedback from the public. And they don't get nearly enough donuts. So, see what you can do about that. Here's Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. It's the Just Married Polka.
Just married this morning. How happy they are. Just married's written on the window of their car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today. White satin, white lace in her hair. To see her married is more than my heart can bear. I can't believe my love has gone away. I lost the one I love today. The love in her eyes makes me realize I must believe what I see. Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married's written on the window of their car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today.
There you go, Just Married this morning, apparently. Little Richard and his Polka All-Stars. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and the Soundabouts are coming up next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, here we go. Here comes Lalechka from the Soundabouts Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Pretty as can be, and we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight. up all Mudditchville. We call her Lalechka. We know a girl, she dances gracefully, and we call her Lalechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Lalechka. She argues day and night, she thinks she's always right, but we call her Lalechka. As can be, and we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, but we call her Lalechka. She's always in a fight, she keeps us up all night, still we call her Lalechka.
There, the Soundabouts here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think we had time for a couple more. How about Eddie Skeet's orchestra, huh? It's Uncle Joe's Polka. Right, there you go with Uncle Joe's Polka, Eddie Skeets and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I think we got time to fit in one more, and I just realized that we had just passed last week the anniversary of the Beatles making their appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. I told you the story. I was a little kid. I said they showed the Beatles on TV, and all these girls were screaming like crazy, like totally crazy, screaming. Close-ups, they're crying, and their eyeballs are popping out. And a little kid, I said to my dad, "Dad, why are those girls screaming?" And my dad said, "Because they're stupid." I remember that since I was a little kid. So let's go out with a salute to the Beatles, shall we? From the Jolly Jays, let's wrap it up this week with the Yellow Submarine Polka. The Jolly Jays there. Apparently, they all live in a jolly submarine. I'm no expert, but I'll bet you that that tuba really resonates when you play it inside a submarine. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's going to do it for this week's show already. But hey, more to come next week. Another 78 of the week. We'll find another waltz. Hey, it could get weird sometimes, you know?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week to do it again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!